Hello from the Gillespies, written by Monica McEnany and read by Uli Bavet. It was December the 1st. Angela Gillespie did as she had done on that date for the past 33 years. She sat down at her desk before dinner and prepared to write her annual Christmas letter. After doing so many, she had the process down to a fine art. It was a matter of leafing through her diary to recall the year's main events, writing an update about each member of the family, herself, her husband, and their four children, attaching a photo or two, then sending it off. She'd written her first Christmas letter the same year she was married, transformed from single traveller Angela Richardson of Forest Hill, London, to newlywed Mrs. Nick Gillespie of Errigal, a sheep station in outback South Australia. She couldn't have been further from her old life, in distance or lifestyle. She'd decided an annual letter was the best way of keeping in contact with her friends and relatives back home. As the years passed, she'd added Nick's relatives, their neighbours, and her new Australian friends to the mailing list. It now went to more than 100 people worldwide. Her early letters had been in traditional form, typed on an old typewriter on their big kitchen table, then taken into Hawker, the nearest town, almost an hour's drive away, photocopied and posted. It was much easier these days. The letters sent instantly via the wonder of email. Even so, she still printed out paper copies and kept them stored in the filing cabinet beside the desk. She knew the children found the whole idea mortifying. They and Nick had stopped reading the letters long ago. But perhaps in years to come, they might like to see them. Angela hoped so. She secretly thought of them as historical documents. All the facts of their lives were there, after all, recorded in brief dispatches. She'd read back through them all only recently. She'd written about her first years of marriage. Nick and I couldn't be happier. I'm loving my new life on the land, too. I can now name 5 species of native birds by their calls alone, 4 varieties of gum trees by their bark, and last week I drove a tractor for the first time. There's hope for this London-born city girl yet. She wrote about the arrival of the twins, less than a year after their wedding day. We already knew it would be twins, but it was still an incredible surprise to see 2 of them. One is so dark, the other so fair, and both so beautiful. We're naming them after my grandmothers, Victoria and Genevieve.